Good morning. It's nice to see you all here this morning. My name is Pastor Kenny. In front of you, before we go any further, are these little white slips in the pocket. That's for you all to fill out for prayer requests. They'll be gathered here in just like 5-10 minutes, maybe a little longer than that this morning. And then we'll fill those. You fill those out. They'll be gathered up, and then they will be put across our private page for Facebook and laid up here so you can come up if you want to and get one and then take them home and pray over them throughout the week. Would you join me this morning in prayer? Father, we come before you because you are God. You are our Savior, our King, and our Redeemer. And you love us, Lord, with a love that we do not truly comprehend. But Lord, we love you and we thank you. Open our hearts and our minds, Lord, for what you have for us this day. Help us, Lord, to live the lives we're called to live as your people. Enable and empower us through your Spirit. In Jesus' name, we give you thanks. Amen. At this time, if you all stand, the Cub Scouts are going to do their presentation.
Color guard, attention. Audience, please rise. Scout salute. Those not in uniform, place your right hand over your heart. Color guard, advance. Color guard, halt. Color guard, post the colors. Audience, please join us as we recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Please join us as we recite the Scout Law. Law. A scout is trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent. And lastly, with the scout oath. On my honor, I will do my best to do my duty to God and my country and to obey the scout law. To help other people at all times, to keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight. 2. Color guard, honor your colors. Color guard, return to ranks. Color guard, retreat. Audience at ease.
Thank you so much. That was awesome. Welcome this morning. We're welcoming to all the new faces here supporting the Cub Scouts. And if you want to stand and sing with us, you are welcome to get started here.
I've seen shame, the kind that comes from mistakes, the kind that won't go away. When I turn around, they were right there to remind me. I've seen regret, the kind that messes with your head, the failures and the can't forget. And standing here now, I'm thanking God it's behind me. Cause I've seen nail-scarred hands reach out and wipe it all away. Now I see grace, hallelujah, I stand amazed. I'm staring at an empty grave and the stone that you rolled away. When I was a prodigal, you saw a son. When I left the 99, you saw the one. And just like that, all my past had been erased. When I look back, I see grace. I still hurt, fall short of what you say I'm worth. And that devil says I don't deserve what you did on the cross. And he's right, cause I don't, but you did it anyway. Now I see grace, hallelujah, I stand amazed. I'm staring at an empty grave and the stone that you rolled away. When I was a prodigal, you saw a son. When I left the 99, you saw the one. And just like that, all my past had been erased. When I look back, I see grace, grace. God's grace, grace that is greater than all my sin. Thank God Almighty, gonna sing it again, oh. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that is greater than all my sin. Now I see grace, hallelujah, I stand amazed. I'm staring at an empty grave and the stone that you rolled away. When I was a prodigal, you saw a son. When I left the 99, you saw the one. And just like that, all my past had been erased. When I look back, I see grace, grace. God's grace, grace that is greater than
seated. Good morning, church. Hey, look, somebody left it right where I needed it today. Why? Oh. Well, that's why we like the Boy Scouts, because they're nice to me. All right, guys, it's time for announcements. Uh-oh. Announcements! Announcements, announcements, announcements. Come on, boys, help me. Show them how it's done. No? Oh. I want you to do it. I really, really, really. Announcements, announcements. Announcements. All right. Thanks, guys. They were afraid I didn't want them to, but I wanted them to do that. So now I got to not say that word again because they'll do it again. All right. Let's look. What's going on? Brock, are you ready?
We'll see.
Did you miss me last week?
Yeah. Something like that.
Something like that. Yeah. Brock's my little brother that I didn't know I had. I didn't say that. All right. So, this Tuesday, February 25th, we have our prayer night, 6 p.m. here at the church. Pastor Kenny is leading it.
March 8th, that is a Saturday. That is our next ladies' breakfast, 9 a.m. Ooh, we got some cool stuff. Crockery, painted pottery. What's that? Choate Market. So we're going to Brooklyn. If you have questions, see Tammy for details. Yes. Yep, if you don't have anything going, please join us. Let's see, March 17th, that is Monday. That is our next Day of Hope Fresh Food Initiative. That is also St. Patty's Day. I think we should, dress Brock up as a little leprechaun. Can we dye his beard orange? Sorry. Oh, boy. I missed you guys last week. All right. In April, April 5th, that is a Saturday also. That is a women's conference down in Indiana. Lorene is heading up that group. If you are interested, see her. Is that also our spring work day? Is that what that means, Beyond? Okay. More details to come. As always, the more people here, the less work and the more fun.
Pastor said he'll supervise.
What?
Pastor said he'll supervise.
No, we don't let him supervise. That's silly. All right. We're going to put him to work. April 11th, that is a Friday. That is our Easter egg stuffing. So 6 p.m. here at the church, we're going to have some pizza, and we're going to stuff eggs for our April 12th egg hunt.
What?
Well, I will show you. I'm sorry, what? April 11th. It's the Friday before the event. 6 p.m. here at the church. We will have pizza and fellowship and stuff some eggs. Please come. Yes, it's more fun and it's a lot less work if we have many more hands. April 12th, that is our Easter egg hunt at Faholo. Pastor, is it? I don't even know. Noon? Is that what time you... Do we set a time?
Last year you had
2 p.m. I think that works better, yes. That way lunch is over and, yes, 2 p.m. That sounds good. We got to get on that. By we, I mean me. And April 17th, that is a Thursday. That is our Monday Thursday service. The time to be determined. Easter Sunday. It's on April 20th. Easter Sunday, 10 a.m. here at the church. I don't know. Well, and our 360 conference is moved to September, a Saturday in September. We don't have a date yet. As soon as we know, we will let you know. But please, please, please put it in your calendar to plan to attend. It's good fellowship, great learning, and it's Jessica's giving me eyeballs. It's fun. All right. Did I forget anything, Brock?
Check in,
yes. All right. If you have not and you would like to, you don't have a choice if you're one of our church members. I want you to do it. So therefore, you know. But please text the word check to 517-522-4062. Check yourselves into the attendance and your children into their classrooms. If you are visiting today, our classrooms, we have the preschool class, and then the nursery, and then also the junior church, which is the kindergarten through sixth grade. They meet back here with me. If you're a parent and you check your children in, you should receive a security code that allows you to get your children back out of class, if I remember to text it to all my teachers, because I forget that part. If you are visiting, I need more time back there, so get a snack, come back and get your kids when you're done. Prayer cards. Yes, I need some assistance today. I see one. How do we... If you would please pass your prayer cards to the center, my assistants will pick them up. And I forgot another announcement. I have a sign up for our Easter egg outreach event. I got lots of people signed up on here, but there are some blank spots. If you would like to help, I'm going to pass around. Also, there is a candy list for the allergy, gluten-free, nut, you know, all that fun stuff. Safe candy for everybody. If you want to take one, we're taking donations. Also, there's a big purple egg. I think it's currently in there, but it will be out there. If you would just rather give some money towards donating for the candy. So I'm going to pass this around. All right. I think I'm done. Oh, you want these? Okay.
So I am Nathan Rutz. I have grown up in this church and yep. It's a good life being tall. And I am a Life Scout hoping to become Eagle soon, and I am choosing this church for my Eagle project. And it will be making our children's play area safe again. What we will be doing is the larger play area outside, like right over there. We will be expanding the perimeter and digging deeper to put more mulch in so it's safer and it meets manufacturer recommendations. It's going to cost around $1,900. I'm really excited because a lot of kids that do their Eagle projects do it in places where they don't get to see it all the time. And I come to this church almost every Sunday. I've been really sick the last couple of weeks, so. And what we are going to be asking for is monetary donations and bottle returns. If we still don't have enough, like garage sale and bake sale. But my mom really doesn't want to do that one. It will be completed the 25th and the 26th of April by me and my scout troop. And we are going to have the poster right there. We're going to have this poster in the kitchen that marks the progress we've made. I've already raised $100, and we are going to pass out bookmarks. So if any of the scouts wants to come up and pass out bookmarks. We are handing out the bookmarks so you can put them in your Bible and you can pray over the project and ask God what, like, he might want you to donate. All right. Thank you very much.
Did anything not get down on a card in time? Anyone want to share any prayer requests or praises or words of testimony? Martha.
I was loading my groceries into my car at Meijer this week, and a lady came up to me pushing a cart. She said she was homeless. She asked me for money. And I said, you know, I could probably do that, but I want to ask you a question. I said, do you know Jesus? And she said, yes. And I said, so you've asked him into your heart as your Savior? Uh-huh. I said, so if you died tonight, you know you would go to heaven? Well, I don't know about that. I said, well, this is how you can know for sure. And she said, you can know for sure? And I said, awesome. You absolutely can. And I led her in the sinner's prayer,
gave
her some money, and sent her on her way.
Oh, that is awesome.
Isn't that neat?
Beautiful.
Yeah. God is good.
Did you get her name?
I did not.
Thank you. You know, if we would just be bold and open our mouth, then it's all up to God. We just have to be willing and available. That's incredible. Anyone else?
I just want to thank everybody for praying for my mom and I last Wednesday as we headed to Pennsylvania in that wonderful ice and freezing rain. God had his hand of protection upon us, and I just want to thank you all for praying.
Thank you. Okay, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I thank you for this beautiful family of God. I thank you for our church family that we get to see and fellowship with every single Sunday in freedom, in rejoicing, and in pain and trials. Father, thank you for the visitors who are with us here today. It's so wonderful to have them. And thank you for their young boys and the marvelous things that they're learning through Cub Scouts. Father, I thank you for Martha's witnessing opportunity to a stranger to show the love of Jesus. I ask that you would use those words that were shared as a pivot point in that person's life. We don't know her name, but we just ask that you would revisit her and continually return her thoughts towards you and seeking you. Thank you for loving her. Father, I thank you for keeping the Seidler family safe as they were traveling last week with all the ice and snow conditions. We just give you all the praise for keeping our vehicles on the road and keeping us utterly safe as we travel to and fro. I want to turn our thoughts, our hearts towards those who are struggling physically. There's so many always, Lord. But you care about our infirmities too. You care about our physical health as well as our spiritual health. And we lift our concerns to you. We pray for Kathy's request for a friend, John, battling cancer. And also Michelle, who doesn't know you, Lord. I don't know the situation, but you do. And so we lift their needs up to you and cry out on their behalf and ask that you would deliver to them their highest good. You offer life and life to the full. And I believe that includes healing from cancer. So we just pray a healing over that situation, Lord, and ask that you would use it for your glory. Father, we thank you that Bob went home this week, and we ask for continued healing there and adjustment as he learns a different way of getting about. Ask also for strength for Jan as she is his primary caretaker, that you would just encourage them and help them feel your peace and your healing at this time. We also lift up to you Pastor Kenny's brother, Bob, who also just lost his foot. Lord, we ask for a swift healing there, and also want to cover that infection with the blood of Jesus and just cry out a healing over him, that he would be able to go home soon and just be experiencing your swift healing and your love. And I pray for his transition as he also is rendered immobile, Lord. We just hurt for our brother and hope that he can come to know you in a different way as we have these seasons that come upon us suddenly. We don't see them coming, but you use them for your purposes to draw us closer to you. So we thank you for these trials. Father, I want to lift up Mindy's family, Ellie and Letty, who are sick, and also asking for healing and protection for Luke and the rest of the family, and anyone else here who has family members who are struggling with their health. Father, I believe that you want healing for all of us, and your word has promises in it about protection against the pestilence that stalks in the darkness. So we cover ourselves with your promises. We look to you for our health, our ultimate great physician. Father, we lift up to you the Sharkey family, and we lift up to you Joe. And Father, we hurt, and We just ask for your highest good in that situation. We ask for healing, for restoration where it's needed, Lord. And we just thank you that your mercies are new every morning, and your faithfulness is great, and your love is so deep. And we just continually lift this situation to you. Father, we also lift up to you Martha's friend Zach in prison. I'm sure greatly discouraged and needing encouragement. Lord, you use our lowest lows to help us see ourselves, to help us see truth. And you say, in everything give thanks. So we're going to thank you for this imprisonment. Ask that you use it to work out your plans for his life. We'll lift up Steve and Candy to you as they travel. Travel mercies for Bailey and the softball team to Florida. Father, we thank you for that that outlet and that opportunity, and we commission angels to go before them and behind them, all the girls, all the parents traveling, that it would be a great time of refreshing and adventure. We thank you, Lord, that you are in all of our midst always, and we just declare that you are our Father God, and it is you who loved us first so that we might be able to love you in return. We thank you for all these things, Lord, and for everything that you're going to do in advance. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. If you want to stand with us, we're going to worship together. My prayer in the desert, when all that's within me feels dry. This is my prayer in my hunger and need. My God is the God who provides.
Against me shall remain. I will rejoice.
revelation of His love. And for years, I have been pursuing grace and understanding grace more and more and more, to the point where I feel like I can apply it practically to others. But I just had the thought, Lord, I don't think I apply Your love practically. Give me a revelation. And I came across this picture on Facebook of a blue whale's heart. It is, shoot, I thought I had my notes in front of me. It's the size of a small car. I can't read that. Oh, thank you. 1,300 pounds, and it beats 8 to 10 times a minute. And way deep down, where you and I would be crushed, it pumps. And it can be heard for 2 miles away. And the deeper down it goes, because I looked into it, the deeper down it goes, the farther it can be heard and almost felt. And I was so floored, I started thinking about the heart of God. His heart is so much bigger than that.
Make a wretched treasure.
Feels weird not having to raise this. Thank you, Nathan. This is our stewardship time. And Steve's not here again, so I figured I'd go up here and do one little short verse to talk about stewardship. The Lord says in Malachi 3, "Bring the full tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and thereby put me to the test, says the Lord of hosts. If I will not open the windows of heaven for you and pour down on you blessings until there is no more need." We give back to the Lord in our tithing a small portion of what he gives us. We show our faith and our love and our trust in God by giving back a small portion. He gives us everything. And all we ask for is a meager 10% tithe, right? That's all he asked back. So I didn't get volunteers, so if I could have a couple volunteers to take up the tithe this morning. Oh, thank you. I've got two. Almost, Martha. Almost. Would you join me in prayer? Father, we thank you that you've given us so much. Freedom, love, forgiveness. That you have supplied our every need. That you provide for us daily. And Lord, we give back a small portion of what you have given us. We pray, Lord, your blessings upon these tithes and offerings, that they would increase to do your will, to accomplish your will right here, Lord, where you've placed us. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Kids, are you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah. What?
Call them all up.
Yes. Come on up, kiddos. Come take a seat. Let's talk for a minute. Nat. All right. Hi, buddy. Oh, this is my dream come true. Did you know that? Good catch. You like to speak. I hate speaking on this. I am so glad to see so many faces today. How is everybody?
Good.
Everybody enjoying the snow outside?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah? Snow days at school? Yeah.
Not in a while,
yeah. All right. So I called you all up here so I could see all your smiling faces and to tell you something very, very, very important. Did you know that you are fearfully and wonderfully made? That God made each and every one of you just as you are. And no one of us is exactly the like. Did you know that? Alike, not the like. You knew that? God loves you. Loves you so much. And he created you just as you are. And you're really, really cool. Right, Eli? All right. So, I know, where's my Lincoln?
Lincoln.
There he is. Lincoln says, just get to it. He likes to pray and go to class. So let's do it. All right. If you would bow your heads and close your eyes, we're going to pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you and praise you for all that you do, Lord. We praise you for all that you are, Lord. Father, I praise you for each and every one of these beautiful smiling faces sitting with me. Father, what a blessing they are to me, Lord, and to all of us in this church. Father, we pray your blessings over them. We ask that you would teach them, that you would just pour out your love upon them, Lord, that they would know that they are loved and cared for by you and by us, Lord. Father, I pray that they would learn today, Lord, that you would give them teachable spirits, Lord, that they would just come to know you, Lord, in a new way this day. Father, we just praise you for all that you do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay. Amen.
All right. I've heard it said, I surrender some. We're told to surrender all. And that's tough. I invite you all to stay. There's all kinds of snacks, cookies, and it just goes on.
please stay. This is our time of fellowship. This is the first church I've ever been to where you say amen and you look up and nobody goes anywhere. Usually you hear a whoosh and the doors are and everybody's gone. This is family. Would you join me in prayer? Father, we're thankful for the blessings. Oh Lord, we thank you for your blessings. Healing, wholeness, forgiveness, so much more. You work all things for our good, and we are truly grateful. We are blessed beyond measure, Lord, and we thank you for those blessings. We thank you for the food we're about to partake in. We thank you, Lord, for the family you've placed us and made us a part of here, Lord. Bless our time of fellowship. Be with us, Lord, through all. In Jesus' name, amen.